for the pup wood and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, that has changed
well,
things a lot.
Well, if I have a lot of pine trees and a lot, you'd make a good living off of just selling pine straw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's high, it runs in worth 3.5 a bale. And the little old bitty bales, they don't give you just a handful. I get some sometimes, put around my stuff. Why, the 2 handfuls is all you get. That's a fact.
What would y'all say caused the biggest changes in town?
There's what?
I said, what were some of the biggest changes here in the area through the years?
Lord, it'd have been lost. Just like he said, Lord, you could buy a house pretty reasonable back here. But there wasn't no houses in Ross. There wasn't no house before we started building. Just like he said, when they started building, boy, they began to pick up.
So I guess the roads coming through and then the bedroom communities for Atlanta?
That's the truth. They've improved them roads, of course. You didn't have nothing but dirt road. They rocked it. And the train come over across the river, didn't come no further than that. And they rocked it. We sold ice back then. They don't have no ice place over there now. People don't buy ice. They had these here ice boxes. They didn't have electric boxes and the washing machines and nothing. You wash with a rub board back in them days, and they use some kind of put in their water. I don't know what it was, but you made your own soap. We used to make our own soap at Craig Food Company, put in a 50-gallon barrel. You had to get a chisel or something and dig it out, it's so hard.
Oh my goodness,
they used to make soap that way to clean the plant. Mm. They don't do that, they got stuff, that soap's so strong now that it'll eat up concrete. it's just like, they have to use special stuff over there to keep the molds down.
Yeah.
Hang it up in the loft and all like that. They have to use special stuff to fix that floor where it won't leak.
Mm.
Dampness. Because I used to clean up, we had vacuum cleaners back then. I had about 50 beds clean floors and things. Well, the boys got the way they didn't want to work on Saturday. I don't blame them. They was young, they wanted to be off. I said, I used to work over on Sunday, and I'd have to clean it off. And the railroad did run right beside the office, so senders and everything. I used a little, one of these dusters to dust, they'd blow it over there and there. They don't do that, they use the vacuum cleaners now. And I used to take a bucket of water with chip soap to scrub the floor. There's one with the clear water. And the boys would get out on their knees and scrub each block with that. Take a rinse of water and then rinse it off. And I tie a rag around my broom. That's what I done my buffet. And that's the way it worked. But I work on Sunday, I'd use about 8-10 boards for scrubbing that.
Wow.
And it'd take me about 8 or 10 hours to do all that stuff, too. Had rug, boss been sometimes more white rugs in there where they had all that margin and all that grease coming in there. You talk about a time. Mm-hmm. I had to have it fixed like a semi-line. Like I'd have somebody coming along when I get out there then. It'd be dry and everything. We did it in the plant. It was working about 800 people in there. And it is a job. I had to do what I was doing, but then I had to learn too. I didn't know nothing about it. I kept on working with it till I got to work like a assembly line. When I went out to